Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does it take to be a good school board member? Let's go in-depth with Harry Heiligenthal with the Iowa Association of School Boards. Harry, is being a school board member a challenging position, or is it just sort of a piece of cake?
It's a challenging position, and one that I feel is one of the more important leadership positions that a community member can contribute or serve in a local community. If you think about that, it's, you know, casting the vision and helping set the stage for equipping and preparing kids for successful lives after they graduate from school, both during school and after. And as many citizens as there are in the community, there can easily be that many opinions about what makes a great school system.
And I guess that a lot of us don't really know what's involved. Now, I'm thinking, oh, there's budgetary things, there's legal things, there's educational things, now it just makes me think I don't know anything about what it takes to be a member of a school board.
Absolutely. Some folks at first blush may think, you know, well, attending a meeting once a month, and it clearly is, as you described, far more than just attending a once a month meeting. In addition to that, it's the hours across a month of preparation, reading the materials ahead of time in preparation for the meeting. Most boards will have some structure for some committee work. And so for a board team, it might be two members serve on a facilities committee that do deeper or preliminary legwork prior to a board meeting, or serve as a member of some sort of liaison outreach with the community, might serve on a budget or finance committee, a link or liaison to a school advisory committee. So there are a lot of hats that board members wear. And that's before you even get to, at times, the tough decisions boards have to make.
Now, I'm betting, hearing all of this, I'm betting, let's just say I'm smart and I'm hardworking, I bet I'm just starting to think I'm coming up to speed about what it takes to be a school board member. Maybe after a year, if I'm lucky, but I bet it's longer than that.
And it depends who you talk to, but you're spot on. I hear and watch and interact and observe with board members all the time who say, I spent that first year just really getting my feet on the ground. For most board members, learning school finance is longer than just a one-year endeavor. I've had accountants and CPAs who serve on school boards who say, I know finance well, but the world of school finance has its own peculiarities and particulars and details. Other things would be just laws that govern what boards have authority to do or not do, getting acquainted through progress reports and interactions at the board table with administrative and teacher leadership about programming. There is a whole lot of learning that will help board members be equipped so they can make the best decisions possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to talk too much about this particular aspect of what you're here for, because it's happening tonight and this program's not going to air until afterwards. But I've heard that there's as many as 10 people that are thinking about running and filing their papers that are due August 3rd to run for school board here in Knoxville. And you're providing a little bit of a background session for them tonight about what's involved to get them prepared.
Absolutely, and it's exciting to see and hear that a community has potentially that much interest in the work of a board member. Sometimes districts have open seats and nobody who's signed up to run or taken out papers, so it's a neat thing to see a number of folks interested. And as you mentioned, purpose for tonight is really that foundational kinds of learning to just help equip board members or potential board members or those who are just on the fence wondering, am I going to run or not? Give them enough of a taste of some background info that they can make an informed decision about, is this right for me?
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about what it takes to be a good school board member with Harry Heiligenthal with the Iowa Association of School Boards. That's a sad community that doesn't have anybody step forward to fill the school board positions, isn't it?
Absolutely. And when you think about it, a four-year commitment as a board member, that's a pretty long chunk of time. And it is hard to watch when communities come up short and don't have enough candidates who take out papers for the open seats, let alone more than that.
Mm-hmm. Does that happen often?
I can't quote you the numbers sitting here, but it happens more often than we wish. So each fall, we hear a number of stories about districts that had to eventually appoint someone to fill a vacancy or fill a spot on the board because they didn't draw enough interested candidates.
Does a good school board really make a difference? Can it improve the experience for the students and the teachers? Can we get higher scores, better graduation rates, better educated kids through the work of a school board, or is it just sort of something that's a lot of work that has to be done where you can't make a difference on those truly most important educational outcomes?
That's a great question. And the answer is yes, boards can make a tremendous difference. And I'll cite a couple examples. In recognizing the board members aren't in the classrooms teaching day to day as teachers are, and they're not driving the buses, and they're not cooking the meals. They have a much different role. But in the last 20 years, we have seen the emergence of some research and studies that actually validate, add some oomph to the knowledge that boards can make a difference. So when a board team decides to raise expectations for graduation, when a board team decides to reallocate resources to put more resources and interventions in place for kids in reading, writing, technology. That's a critical role. Without those kind of resources, that programming is not going to take off or be implemented. So clearly, they have a potentially powerful role to make a difference. Yes.
Okay, so they can make a difference in the lives of the students and the educational outcomes and the opportunities that students will have further on as they pursue careers or jobs of whatever sort. Can they make the experience better for teachers and staff as well?
They certainly can. Board members aren't wearing the hat that principals do or teacher leaders, but clearly they have, as a board team, they have an influence on the culture, the way people, habits of how people work together, and what kind of culture and environment that they provide. For example, in some districts, and it's been neat to watch happen in Iowa the last decade or longer, where some state-dedicated funds that were approved strictly for improvement of facilities. And so when a board and a district make decisions on what's next, it might be air conditioning, it might be improvements in technology, improvements in classroom space, updating a science wing that's 30 years old. I mean, the pie is only so big, there's only so much money, and the board is in a critical role to approve and make decisions on where those resources go to improve facilities, and clearly that's an impact on kids and teachers and the environment in which they teach and learn.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about what it takes to be a good school board member with Harry Heiligenthal with the Iowa Association of School Boards.
In your experience, are there certain qualities that make a great school board member?
Absolutely. When I think about effective board members, they're listeners, they're learners. They ask thoughtful, thought-provoking questions. They engage with data and information. They study it. They're curious about it. At the board table, they're talking with fellow board members and the superintendent administration about what they see in that data and information, certainly. And I think the learning, the ongoing learning, is probably one of those critical elements.
Well, one of the important things that happen is that school board members are elected by the public. And that means that the public, if they're going to invest in their schools, invest in the children's education, invest in the teachers, invest in the schools, they have to know who they're voting for and the qualities of those individuals and the ideas of those individuals. And Knoxville Public Schools, the school board, superintendent are offering an opportunity through your office where people can come and learn more about, say, the 10 candidates that we might have who might file. Tell us about that opportunity.
And so we're excited that on Wednesday, August 30th at 6:30 p.m. at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center, the district is hosting an event called Meet the Candidates. And I have the privilege of being able to help moderate that evening, and that will be a chance for any community member to listen to the candidates as they answer questions we'll be asking that are framed up to help the community better understand what's important to the candidates, what do they value, what's their vision, what would they hope that the direction and the future of the district will look like, and how they see themselves contributing to the district, achieving the best possible future for kids that it can.
Now, if people can't make it, you encourage people to come, but if people can't make it, we're going to be broadcasting the event on KNIA.
That's terrific. What a great, again, just an opportunity to extend the reach or the touch so more folks can hear that information and get better acquainted with who's running for the board and whose views and interests and hopes and dreams align with the voters.
And so there's a set of questions you're going to moderate, and you're going to ask all the candidates the same questions, so then they'll be able to address the issues. And so you'll be able to know which candidates are prepared, which candidates appear dedicated. And it's a format that the Iowa Association of School Boards is recommending that school districts follow.
Exactly. So if I'm a community member and there are 9 candidates running for the board, I have the opportunity to hear all 9 of them speak in response or respond to the same set of questions. So I get a sense, where do each of the candidates, what are they thinking, where do they lie in relation to each of those questions? Yes.
Can you give me a sample question or two?
You bet. We'll be asking them questions such as three achievements you'd like to see the district have accomplished 3-4 years from now. Questions such as what are some of the biggest challenges that you see the district facing? Questions like that.
And if the candidates who file, if they want the questions ahead of time, can they get them?
Yes, we want all the candidates to have an opportunity to prepare for the session, so absolutely.
No pop quiz.
No pop quiz.
That's good. Yeah, let everybody prepare and put their best foot forward.
Exactly right. We want folks to, what a great opportunity. We want them to model the thinking process they use around considering and what's going to shape their vote. And that is the same sort of thing they'll be doing as a member of school board. We're asking them to study up, form their opinion, and do that in as informed way as they can.
And where and when is the event?
And that will be on Wednesday, August 30th, 6:30 p.m. at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center.
And who should come?
Any and every community member, students are welcome to come. Anybody who is interested in learning more about the work of the board and specifically about the candidates and the folks running for school board and how they see themselves contributing to that work.
And then we'll know enough to know how to vote.
I sure hope so. That's our game plan, yes.
Thanks to Harry Heiligenthal for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.